My Journey with Cancer.
I've discovered a golden truth that from the start I was in your heart. A revelation that changed my world, that from round one I am God's son. To be sure in my mind just who I am brings such peace, such joy. In my heart, in my soul, this means everything. I'm a man on a mission, I'm God's envoy. For now I know His word is true, and I am more than my work or what I do. And I am loved, and I am His. I am set free. In Christ I have my true identity.
I'm not a cancer sufferer. I'm a human being with cancer. It's my belief that God has called me to be frank and open about my cancer and my journey, whether it be long or short, to tell the world what it's like to have cancer and to walk that journey, and to share with anyone who will listen what God can do, so that you can see what cancer treatment is like. For many of us, it's a mystery and it's a frightening thing, but it isn't. It doesn't have to be. And if you listen to my journey, it might give you hope in yours.
Pops, yeah, we'd love to come on the journey with you.
Amen.
We often talk about our faith, our ability to overcome. I know I've banged on a long time and often about Christians who quote from the scriptures. I'm sorry, but I believe wrongly that Christ will help them overcome in these situations, because I believe they're quoting the wrong scripture for the wrong reason. And the Bible doesn't actually address what I have to do to deal with my pain, and I have to find a way through it myself with my Saviour. And that may sound hard. It may sound like God doesn't care, but it is actually one of the most intimate and one of the most loving periods in a Christian's life. What I found was that weeks before, God had already started a process that I was unaware of. Very simple thing. God asked me to give Him just one simple hour a day. I'm smiling because the terms were quite strange. Naked or dressed. However I came, God would accept me. Now, you may think that God doesn't know what you look like naked. I can assure you He does. And for an hour every morning, I would rise, go into my little back bedroom to dress, trying not to disturb Chris. And just, even as I was dressing, just speak to God. You ever tried that? Forget where you are, who you are, what you're doing. Just speak to God. And the day usually started, "Morning, Father. What are we doing today?" And sometimes God would speak to me. God would show me things. I've had some revelations that, quite honestly, I believe came direct from God. I've shared them with the appropriate people who needed to see them or hear them. And I've asked them to use their spiritual wisdom and guidance to interpret them and to bring them to the church if they feel worthy. But through that process, for 4 very short weeks, I hadn't realised that God was changing me from the man who probably, if I'd been able, would have gone screaming down that corridor, to the man who could sit down in that corridor and say, "Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Lord gives, the Lord takes away."
The Lord gives, and the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Lord hears, and the Lord turns away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In His right hand there is justice. in his love, mercy reigns in his heart. Once so wounded, love has conquered pain. And though his ways are not our ways, he is touched by our pain. He brings freedom to the prisoner and release to the chain. The Lord gives and the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
And to come to that point of true acceptance of what God wanted my life to be. And even now, I'm sat here with John and Fiona. I do not know whether I will live or die, but I know whichever it will be with Christ. That is the number one most important thing in the world. So the spending an hour with God that seemed almost a waste of time, because I wasn't focusing on a scripture, wasn't digging deep, if you like, to find the little kernel inside that nut of truth that would change my life, almost seemed irrelevant. And yet, day by day, had a more profound effect. And probably after a couple of weeks, I began to realise that what God was speaking to me about was not knowledge. He wasn't speaking to me about some secret understanding that only the very learned could ever know. What God was speaking about was having a relationship with his child. And that was a complete bombshell dropped into my life. God wanted a relationship with me. That is Christian gold. That is the most amazing thing you could ever find out. God wants a relationship with you. No one else. You don't come to God because you're blessed by the teachings and knowledge of another person. You don't come to God because you've found a secret passageway that no other person can find. You come to God because God wants you to. And I really honestly cannot find ways to express not only my joy, but my amazement that God would be like that with us. Here he is, the creator and master of the universe. And he reaches down to this poor, poor world and says, "Son, come and sit with me. Let's spend an hour together. Let's just look in this mirror." And as I look into my own eyes, God looks into my eyes. And somehow, in the middle of that, I see my father longing for me, reaching out to me, calling me home. And whatever I've had to experience in my journey into hospital, and whatever I have to experience through the hospital systems, what I know is that there is a God in heaven who is watching over me right now, pouring his love into my heart and pouring everything he has for me, all the love, all the compassion that his heart has. And honestly, folks, if that isn't enough for you, then nothing is.
Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. See on the portals, he's waiting and watching, watching for you and for me. Come home, come home. Ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling, oh sinner, come home. Oh, for the wonderful love He has promised, promised for you and for me. And though we have sinned, He has mercy and pardon, pardon for you and for me. Come home, come home, ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling, oh sinner, come home.
Just taking a break for a moment. It's very emotional here.
Tenderly Jesus is calling, calling, oh sinner, come home.
John, this program is called My Journey with Cancer. It's being broadcast primarily on a Christian radio station. There have been many other moments of pain and suffering and indignity for you recently that you haven't described. As a Christian, do you find yourself asking that question? Why? Why me? If God wanted me to learn something, learn any lessons, why does it need all of this pain, all of this indignity, to have to learn the lessons that He wants me to learn? Why?
How do I answer that? Yes, there is always the question why. And I would be remiss and I would be a liar if I said I never asked that question. I know every Christian who suffers at 2 o'clock in the morning turns to God and says why. It's an inevitable question when pain racks your body. And I think, John, for me, I'm trying to move myself along from the question why. Why, God, have you done this to me? To, Lord, what's next in our journey? Because the only person I know that I'm walking with is Jesus. He's the only person I can go on with. So I can't turn back from God. I can't turn left or right from God. I have to walk with God. And that means I have to try somehow in this mortal coil to understand what God is asking me to do. And that is a very, very hard thing for me to get my head around. But one day I hope to. One day I hope to understand where the Father is going to take me. Through these recordings, I have tried to do that. Tried to listen, tried to hear, tried to comprehend the greatness of God's love for me. And you may say, it's a strange love. It is indeed. But as I've been trying to explain through the people I've met, that love comes out in so many amazing and wonderful ways. You cannot describe, I cannot describe, the joy of simply sitting on my bedside at 3 a.m, chatting with the nurse, telling her why I love Jesus, telling her why I feel that God is blessing me, and her amazement that I'm actually overjoyed simply to be talking to her about her love for God, about the fact that God wants to lead her on and bless her and give her the same foundations and salvation that I have in my life. To know that someone will just sit there and listen has been one of the greatest joys of my life.
Thank you, John Daniels. This is My Journey with Cancer.
You've been listening to My Journey Through Cancer. I'd like to invite you to join me next week at the same place on the dial, at the same time, and walk a while with me. If you've found what you've heard today helpful, if it's brought up issues in your life, then why not phone in to the Flame Studios?
Jesus, this means everything to me. In you I have my true identity. Jesus, this means everything to me. In you I have my true